Elon Musk has announced he will resign as head of Twitter just as soon as he finds his replacement. The billionaire appointed himself CEO of the social media platform in October, but after a tumultuous couple of months in the job, he asked Twitter users if he should step down. They voted yes, as Bonnie Simons-Brown reports.
Elon Musk's $44 billion takeover of Twitter rocked not only the company, but the whole social media ecosystem.
It's got to be one of the most chaotic corporate takeovers in history.
Technology journalist Stilgarian has been watching the Elon Musk Twitter saga since it began earlier this year. Mr. Musk initially criticising the platform, then making an offer to buy it, attempting to back out of the deal, and ultimately following through, naming himself Chief Twit and embarking on an extreme and divisive overhaul of the company.
We've seen decisions being made on the fly, new policies implemented, and then reversed just hours later. No one really seems to know what's going on from day to day.
Days ago, he asked millions of Twitter users if he should step down as CEO, and 57.5% of the poll's more than 17 million respondents said yes. Stilgarian thinks Mr. Musk knew he was under pressure to leave the job, and the poll gave him a way out.
If it turned out, as it has, that most people wanted him to leave, then that says, well, look, I'm the good guy. I bow to your decision, and it's your decision, not the investor's decision, and I will go.
He says he'll step down as soon as he finds someone foolish enough to take the job. Do you imagine this is going to be a hard position to fill?
It's certainly not going to be fun turning it around from the complete chaotic mess that Twitter is now. Musk has sacked most of the people who knew how to run a social media network. Musk seemed to think it was a software company rather than a media company, and thinks that if you just have the right software engineers, then everything will work perfectly. That's clearly wrong. There's no one left from the trust and safety teams.
The poll follows a whirlwind week at Twitter that included changes to the company's privacy policy and the suspension and reinstatement of journalists' accounts. Since Mr. Musk took over, Stilgarian says he's observed a massive uptick in abusive behaviour on the platform, targeted at minority groups.
He really doesn't understand that Twitter, for all the reasons we hate Twitter, it has a unique place in the global media landscape in that it is where everyone can be.
Mr. Musk has not outlined a time frame for when he'll step down as the CEO of Twitter, and no successor has been named. Queensland University of Technology digital media professor Jean Burgess agrees the pressure for him to go has been building, and it's coming strongly from shareholders of his other company, electric car manufacturer Tesla.
The pressure to step down really is coming from Tesla shareholders who have become increasingly public and vocal about that. They're upset that essentially Elon's absence from Tesla and his activities on Twitter are combining to tank the Tesla share price, essentially.
Mr. Musk has vowed to continue running Twitter's software and servers teams. Professor Jean Burgess believes the platform has been badly damaged by his time as CEO, but she's hopeful it may recover in time.
Bonnie Simons-Brown reporting there.